Welcome to Devotionary, where we make the Bible accessible and applicable. In this episode, based on 1 Corinthians 15, verses 35 through 58, Paul is nearing the end of his letter and begins to focus his readers' attention on the end of life and the return of Christ. It's as if he's trying to refocus their attention on what really matters. Not only should they believe in and look forward to the resurrection of their bodies, they should understand that the bodies they'll receive will be sin-free and death-resistant. This Greek idea that had permeated the church in Corinth, that the human body was somehow evil and the soul good, was unbiblical. And while our earthly bodies are dying and decaying, subject to acting out our sinful inclinations, and prone to resisting God's will and the Spirit's leading, they will be renewed one day. We will receive resurrected bodies. Spanking new, God-created bodies that will be free from sin, pain, suffering, disease, and death. And as Paul states earlier in the same chapter, that hope is based on the reality of Christ's bodily resurrection. He too received a new body. He had been brutally beaten, crucified, pierced in his hands, feet, and side, but had walked out of the tomb alive and well. Yes, he was still carrying the marks of the wounds on his body, but he was alive and would never die again. And we have the same remarkable fate in store for us. Our bodies, like his, will be new and improved. Our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. They are buried as natural human bodies, but they will be raised as spiritual bodies. For just as there are natural bodies, there are also spiritual bodies. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 43 through 44, the New Living Translation. Just over 4 years ago, my 91-year-old father was lying in a hospital room in Fort Worth, Texas, having suffered two grand mal seizures just a few days earlier. When I had walked into his room the morning after he had had them, what I saw was a shock to my system. Lying in the bed was a small, pale body that looked nothing like the man I had known for 58 years. My father had been through an ordeal and his body showed it. He appeared near death. His 91 years of life seemed to have caught up with him in a hurry, with the latest ordeal having taken a final toll. Upon first seeing our father lying in that hospital bed, my brother and I both remarked that it appeared as if Dad was ready to go home. He was hearing heaven call. Today's passage is a timely reminder of that day. I couldn't help but see that image of my father's frail body lying under those thin hospital sheets and illuminated by the stark light of that cold, inhospitable ICU room. His body appeared broken and weak. He appeared frail and fragile. Inside was the man I've always known, his mind still sharp, his love for God unwavering, his passion for Jesus unchanged. It reminded me of another passage from the pen of Paul found in his second letter to the Corinthians. For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God Himself and not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. For we will put on heavenly bodies. We will not be spirits without bodies. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh, but it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. God Himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 5, the New Living Translation. We will have new bodies. It's guaranteed. My dad, who had died just a few days later, was released from the confines of his earthly human tent, and he has taken up residence in a new body prepared for him by God. Paul wanted the Corinthians to understand that same reality. Our earthly bodies were made for life on this earth, but they are not equipped to handle heaven. They are temporal, and heaven is eternal. But the day is coming when the Lord will return, and we will receive new spiritual bodies. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. Our earthly bodies, weak and worn out as they may be, will be transformed into new spiritual bodies that will never die. We will become immortal. Our bodies will become eternal. What will we look like? I have no idea. But I do know that the day is coming when we will receive new bodies that will never grow old, never succumb to disease, never experience pain, and never require hospitalization or medical treatment of any kind. The physical death of our bodies is the result of the fall, the sin of Adam and Eve, and the rejection of God. Death entered the equation because they chose to live for themselves rather than obey and honor God. But thank God, He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. As believers, we don't have to fear death because God has promised us eternal life and new spiritual bodies with which to experience it. We will get to exchange these old, worn-out tents for new ones. My dad received a new body that is strong, virile, and disease and pain-free. The resurrection of our bodies is not just wishful thinking. It is a promise of God. And as I recall my dad's passing and God's promise, I cling to Paul's words. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. My God is faithful. He is not done yet. Father, thank you that this is not all there is. As much as I love my life, I am so grateful that there is more to come. There is something far greater in store that you have planned for us. These bodies and our existence on this planet are temporary, not permanent. Our pain and suffering are only for the moment. There is a day coming when all things will be renewed and restored to their original state, including our bodies. May I not forget that in the days ahead. I praise you that my Father is with you. I rejoice in the fact that He has a new body, He has renewed strength, and He is at home with the Lord where He was meant to be. Thank you. Amen.